time for the business news now in full. Here's Petula.
Thanks a million, Audrey. The central bank has said that around 50,000 new homes need to be built every year between now and 2050 at a cost of 20 billion euro per year. A survey by EY Ireland reveals over a third of respondents believe the availability of capital will prove to be a potential obstacle to financing activity in the Irish market. Let's talk to David Martin. He is a capital and debt advisory partner with EY Ireland's strategy and transactions, and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Morning, Petula. Thanks for having me on.
20 billion euro a year, that's a lot of capital. If builders, developers, construction firms want to unlock that funding, are they reliant on banks and are banks lending?
Yeah, look, interesting survey. So we went out in EY again to real estate industry leaders to take the pulse of the real estate borrower market. And what we found was the mood music was much more positive this year compared to last year, with the general uptick in sentiment across most sectors. The most positive sector was actually the residential development space, with 51% expecting to see most activity here. But our respondents did note the challenges in raising equity in that space. So that was an interesting finding of our report in this year. And what we're finding is that the 20 billion a year that is needed is going to have to come from a number of different capital sources. And that's not just banks, but it's actually the ever-increasing amount of non-bank lenders, its long-term funders, as well as the equity, as I discussed.
So third-party equity will be needed, and you're talking about non-bank lenders. Who are you talking about there?
So on the non-bank lenders, that's a fairly established format of funding residential developers in the market. They've been here for about 10 to 15 years. There's at least 20 to 25 of them operating in the Irish market. The bit where we see the gap, and our respondents to the EY survey see the gap, is actually on the third party equity side. And what we're expecting here is that there are some established equity providers in Ireland, but given the sheer scale of the 20 billion a year that's required, we're going to have to see more international capital coming from overseas.
And do traditional banks work with non-bank lenders, or is it one or the other?
Yeah, well, look, this is the really interesting bit. And like what I'm seeing across our EY network overseas is that in the likes of Germany and the UK, what's actually happening is residential developers are working with, they're working with banks, they're working with the non-bank lenders, and they're working with equity. So in effect, you have this collaborative approach from all the stakeholders. It's not just the question of debt versus equity, or indeed the question of bank versus non-bank. It's a bit more nuanced, and getting a capital structure where you can get all of those parties working together to fund the development of houses.
And your survey found that there was a knowledge gap in this area when it came to non-bank lenders and the collaboration with traditional banks.
Yeah, that was one of the interesting findings, Petula, is that what we found was a number of our respondents still view the only source of capital as banks, whereas actually back to this international point, really to fund 20 billion a year and that scale of investment, you need to be talking to all the different parties and almost getting capital from each one.
So an opportunity there for developers, construction firms, etc., to access this capital from third-party equity and non-bank lenders. David Martin from EY Ireland, thank you very much for talking to us on Business News this morning.